Everybody, welcome back to the Parkinson's Association of San Diego Microcast Series, back with registered dietitian and nutritionist Marty Acevedo. Hey, Marty.
Hi.
So we're going to talk today about keeping track of what you eat, right? So we've done a few of these microcasts on weight management, weight loss, weight gain, all of that. But one of the things that's interesting to me is it's so easy to say, well, eat less, eat more, eat this, eat that. But how do you really know that's what you're doing? And how do you know you're not ingesting massive amounts of hidden calories and hidden things? And are you keeping track of macros, you know, carbs, protein, and fat? So can you tell us a little bit about the advantages of keeping a food diary and then maybe some easy ways to start?
A food diary, it makes you aware of what you're eating and gives you a good glimpse at the things that you may not realize that you've taken in and how much food you're eating each day or how little food you're eating each day. And it helps dietitians or other people evaluate the quality of your nutrient intake. So the best way to do that, and it'll provide a really good glimpse of what you're doing, is to keep a 3-day food diary, including one weekend day, because oftentimes weekends are a little bit different than weekdays, and write down everything that you eat during the day, eat and drink during the day, including any snacks, anything you might take with medications, everything that goes into your mouth during a particular day. It's also helpful in some cases, to keep track of why you're eating, what time of day you're eating, if you're eating breakfast, you know, list the foods that you're eating, and then if you have a snack at 9:30 after eating breakfast at 8, why are you eating at that time? Are you bored? Are you upset? Are you depressed? Are you hungry? So that's very helpful to help determine the reasons why you're eating. As far as documenting what you're eating at each meal or snack or throughout the day, you need to be very careful about portion size. So if you say you're eating a bowl of cereal, well, a bowl of cereal could be 3/4 cup, it could be 2.5 cups. So you need to make sure that you're very clearly representing the amount of the food that you're eating. For instance, 3 ounces of meat is about the size of the palm of your hand. That's it. Or an ounce of meat looks like a slice of American cheese. So that's a good gauge to see how you're eating. We eat, as a population in the United States, we eat way too much protein. And, you know, a 12-ounce steak is seen as very manly to have that much steak. But there's no way that I could ever do that. So just think about your portion sizes. If you're grabbing a handful of nuts from the kitchen as you pass through or in the middle of the day, think about how many nuts are in that handful. And my handful would be very much less than just handful because our hands are different sizes.
So I know when I first started weighing food or measuring food a long, long time ago, I bought a little inexpensive postal scale.
Yes.
And I weighed everything for weeks to figure out, and I made notes about what stuff weighs. Like, you know, like sometimes I eat rice in the morning with my breakfast, but how much rice? So, you know, I weighed it, I measured it. Now I can put a clump of white rice, cooked white rice, on a plate, and I kind of know it's a cup, it's 40 grams of carbohydrate, and so on. So I started making those connections through a little homework of paying attention to what things weigh and what things measure out as.
That's a very good point, because you can eyeball things once you know what it looks like. A 1/3 cup of rice is a portion size, believe it or not. And that's nothing compared to what most people eat. They usually eat a cup of rice at a time, which is a lot more. But weighing your food or measuring it out with a measuring cup for liquids and then a solid measuring cup for solids, or even tablespoons or teaspoons. How much butter are you putting on your toast in the morning? Is it a tablespoon? Is it a teaspoon? Is it 6 tablespoons? That matters. And then think about the things that you're adding to your foods, like butter or sauces or gravies, those types of things. If it's a complex type of food, like a stew or a casserole or soups, then you need to think about everything that's in that and include that in what you're keeping in your food diary.
And then so what do you do with all this information once you have it?
Once a dietitian has it, they will evaluate what's taking in. Like if I looked at Jeff's intake for the day and he said he had a cup of rice in the morning with, I don't know, what do you eat for breakfast in the morning?
Two or three scrambled eggs and a big handful of sauteed spinach and rice or sweet potatoes. And then I'm going to go out and ride my bike for 2 hours.
Okay, so Jeff's fueling there for his bike ride, and he's getting a lot of protein. He's getting some, I would imagine, it's brown rice or white rice?
No, white rice. So I even know the macros, right? So the white rice is about 40 grams of carb. The two eggs are about a little under, 12 or 13 grams of protein. Mm-hmm. And then the spinach is all about nutrients.
Right.
And then, you know, again, I'll fuel it as I get closer to the ride and so on. So I'm paying attention to the macros for the fueling. If I'm not riding or training that day, it changes everything to some degree, right? Protein goes up, carbohydrate goes down, balance goes up a little bit better throughout the course of the day. So again, I think it's like in anything, you know, sometimes I look at the training I do on the bike, and you can look at that as Parkinson's, right? It's almost like a sporting event to manage Parkinson's, right? Because you're managing nutrition, hydration, exercise, training, all of that. And keeping track of nutrition, I think, is a really important part of it.
Right. And we would look, as anybody who's evaluating your food diary, we would look at the mix of foods that you're eating to make sure that you're getting a balanced intake, that you're getting adequate protein, calories, and fat. And then they would also look at the variety of types of foods that you're eating. Are you getting berries? Are you getting colorful foods? Are you getting enough fiber in your diet? Are you getting whole grains? And then fresh fruits and vegetables, or any type of fruits and vegetables. What type of meat are you eating? Those types of things. And then we would evaluate to make sure you're getting the vitamins and minerals you need to sustain you each day. And then hydration is really important as well. So making sure you're getting in that 8 glasses of water that we know we're supposed to get in a day, which is right about 2 liters of water or liquids, and that you're not overdoing it with processed foods and that have a lot of salt and other things, and break down the complex carbohydrates that we need into just empty calories, if you will.
Yeah, I try not to eat foods I can't pronounce. So if I read the ingredients on something, I really can't pronounce them, I try not to eat that. Yeah. And then if you're super tech savvy, there are cool apps that will help you do this, right? MyFitnessPal is a good one, and there are others where you can actually drop in the food, and it will give you the macros, the percentage of carbohydrate, protein, and fat in each thing you're eating, and that also makes it easy for the dietitian to do the analysis.
Right. The things that trigger a flag for us would be if someone goes to fast food every day of the week and has fast food for lunch. That's probably not the most wise choice. Although in every fast food restaurant, there is a choice that's healthier than the other choices. So, you know, that's what a dietitian would help you with, is making better choices and working in within your existing meal planning and the way that you live your life, so that you can still enjoy the foods you like, but just make healthier choices.
And restaurants are interesting, right? When you go to the grocery store and you buy food, you generally know what's in it, right? How much sugar, how much salt, all of that. When you get served a restaurant dish of sauteed vegetables, you have no idea how much oil is in it, how much salt is in it, and all that. They don't have to tell you.
That's changing. There are some laws that are being enacted that the restaurants have to tell you the certain amount of nutrients that are in their food that you eat. But then you may never eat that food again when you see that piece of lasagna has 3,000 calories in it. That would be deterrent to me.
Right, which is one of the ways they make it taste great.
Yeah.
All right, good. So I encourage everybody to take a shot at this and do a 3-day food diary and take it to your dietitian or your movement disorder specialist and see how that lines up with your nutritional needs. So good. All right. Thanks, Marty. And thank you, everybody, for checking in on the Parkinson's Association of San Diego Microcast. And we look forward to seeing you on the next one.